get me that nickel. He always had that nickel. Not every day. I never, when I was a little fellow, I never thought of asking for more than a nickel.
And with your mother, it was a purse?
It seemed like mother had a, purse, yes. It don't seem to me like though it was like these big old bags, purses that the women carry now. I'm sure it wasn't like that.
And let's see, in jewelry, if she had a thing on her arm.
A bracelet?
Uh-huh.
I don't think my mother ever wore a bracelet. I can't recall of her ever wearing one. I know what you mean. She wore a big gold band ring. But I can't recall ever seeing my mother. Now she'd wear these, a big breast pin up here, you know, an ornament when she put on some of her better clothes. I was gonna say, it seemed me like I've seen her wear a watch. You know, women a long time ago, they wore a little watch and they fastened it, pinned it up here on the side. I know that my sisters did have them one of them little watches and wear it up on the side here. I don't know whether my mother ever wore a watch or not. If she did, of course, it would be that kind. It wasn't a wristwatch, certainly. I know that.
How about beads?
Beads? Oh, mercy, yes. My mother had beads, and I'm sure that my sister did too.
What did they call it?
Strand?
A strand of beads?
A strand of beads.
You ever hear that called a pair of beads?
A pair?
Uh-huh.
No, I can't say that I ever did. Strand, I believe, is what I've always heard them call, strand. And, of course, they could vary, I guess, in length. I know they'd get them broke and they'd have such a time, then they'd have to restring the whole bedroom.
Oh my goodness, just as I left this morning, my little daughter broke a pair.
Yeah, broke her strand of beads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had them in her play box and they went all over the floor.
That's right. Yeah.
What did your mother take out with her as she were coming to town and it was rainy?
Well, she never had a raincoat, if that's what you have reference to. She had an umbrella. Mm-hmm. She carried her umbrella. But she looked like it was going to rain, and then she carried that sometimes and to keep the sun off of her, too. Yeah, but she never had a raincoat.
And
I can't recall of her, my mother having a raincoat. She might have had, but I just don't recall. I don't remember it.
When she cooked, did she put something on over her dress to protect her from spiders?
You bet she did. She had an apron. You bet you. And I don't think it was one of these fancy things like they stick their head through part of it, you know. It'll hang down here with a lot of fancy Curly McHughes around here. I think it was just an old-fashioned type, big old kitchen apron, just tied it around here.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah. Clear down to the bottom of her dress. Mm-hmm. Of course, the women them days wore their dresses a lot longer than the women nowadays, you know. Of course, I guess a woman now, if she went to the bottom of her dress, it'd just be down to her knee.
Oh, and I think it's getting worse.
Yeah, that's right.
I see those little girls.
My mother always wore an apron. When she'd go in the kitchen to prepare a meal, she wore an apron, and she wore an apron around doing her other housework. Wore an apron. And I'm sure that she made them. I imagine she made them.
Down at the bottom on an apron or a dress or something, that little part of the material that they tuck up underneath, do you know what your mother called that?
Well, sometimes she might have one with a ruffle on the bottom of it. Uh-huh. Is that what you mean? A ruffle?
I was thinking more of a hem or something like that.
Oh, well, yes, it would have a hem, certainly. Yes. That's right.
And let's see, when your father came to town, perhaps he would wear a, or something like this.